I will be describing nosocomial legionella infections from the Los Angeles County experience from October of 2005 to April of 2015. To give you a little bit of background, legionella bacteria can cause two types of respiratory disease, pneumonia or Legionnaire's disease, and Pontiac fever, which is a self-limiting flu-like illness. Legionnaire's disease has a 2 to 10 day incubation period from exposure to infection and can be transmitted in the healthcare setting. It has an 8 to 30% case fatality rate, with higher case fatality in patients who are hospitalized or have healthcare-associated exposures, rather. It is a ubiquitous environmental organism, and outbreaks are associated with showers, cooling towers, whirlpools, misters, and, of course, healthcare facilities. Legionellosis is one of the most common types of healthcare-associated outbreaks investigated by state and local health departments. Identifying cases and remediating contaminated water systems is very time-consuming and expensive, but it is critical for prevention. Currently, environmental testing of water in U.S. hospital systems is only performed routinely by hospitals with transplant units. There is no mandatory requirement for other hospitals to test in a routine manner. In Los Angeles County, environmental testing generally occurs only in the setting of an outbreak. We had a number of questions regarding our experience with legionellosis. What proportion of Legionnaire's disease cases in Los Angeles County are healthcare associated? How often are these cases associated with outbreaks? And are environmental cultures positive? Los Angeles County's case definition for legionellosis is based on the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists' case definition. In order to be considered a confirmed or suspect case, there are two criteria. Clinical symptoms compatible with legionellosis, including pneumonia or other respiratory symptoms, and a positive laboratory finding, either urinary antigen or culture, validated PCR, or a DFA from lung tissue, or sputum or serology. The majority of clinical lab results that LA County receives are urinary antigens. For surveillance database purposes, cases who reside out of county are classified as false, though they may indeed be confirmed legionellosis cases. Further, a healthcare-associated outbreak is declared if there are two or more healthcare-associated cases in a facility with the same serotype identified, or one transplant-associated case. Cases are defined as definite healthcare associated if a patient has been hospitalized for greater than 10 days prior to illness or the entire incubation period, or possible if a patient is hospitalized 2 to 9 days prior to illness. In Los Angeles County, reporting of possible cases happens in a variety of ways. Electronic lab reporting is available for 26 major labs, and they automatically report all positive Legionella antigens, cultures, serologies, PCR, or direct fluorescent antibody within 24 hours. Physicians and infection preventionists may also enter reports into a web-based reporting module or directly to the Department of Public Health, and in turn, the Department of Public Health will enter these into our surveillance system. To answer our questions, we reviewed data from the Los Angeles County Legionellosis Surveillance Database from 2005 to 2015. We also reviewed outbreak investigation reports, including outbreak environmental testing. We then analyzed associations between environmental testing results and outbreak characteristics. For the investigation of healthcare-associated infections, the hospital or state facility infection preventionist is contacted and recommendations are made. If only one case has been identified, the hospital infection control team looks retrospectively in the past 6 months for Legionnaire's disease diagnoses and prospectively for healthcare-associated pneumonia for 2 months. They report all cases to the Department of Public Health. The Department of Public Health, in turn, looks back 12 months in the surveillance database to look for potential cases associated with that facility. Skilled nursing facilities have a longer look-back investigation. In these instances, an outbreak is determined if cases occur within 12 months. And we ask the infection prevention staff to check their records for those months. If more than one case is identified, or if there is a transplant-associated case, in addition to the case finding activities, an investigation is made into the facility, which includes environmental testing and remediation. The environmental testing of water is done in accordance with the Environmental Health Section Health Facilities Unit in our Department of Public Health. For each case, once a report is generated in the surveillance reporting database, an alert is created for the public health nurse. Medical records are reviewed, and if possible, the patient or next of kin is interviewed. Additional case finding and active surveillance commences as previously discussed. If the case is determined to be part of an outbreak, the facility is then investigated. At the conclusion of the investigation, the state is notified of the outcome. If the case is part of an outbreak, the state is notified early on. And again, if the case is out of county, the appropriate jurisdiction is notified following the investigation. From October of 2005 to April of 2015, there were 839 confirmed cases of Legionellosis in Los Angeles County. Of those, 67, or 8%, were nosocomial or healthcare associated. Of these nosocomial or healthcare associated infections, 48, or 72%, were isolated cases, and 19, or 28%, were associated with 8 outbreaks. Of the 67 nosocomial cases, 48 were definite, and 19, or 28%, were possible nosocomial cases. Looking at demographic data for these healthcare-associated cases, the median age in non-outbreak-associated cases was 78 years, with a range of 22 to 99. This was older than the outbreak-associated cases, with a median age of 65, with a range of 3 to 88 years. The difference in age was statistically significant with a p-value of 0.008. However, one of the outbreaks occurred on a transplant unit in a pediatric hospital, and this likely skews the results. Over 50% of cases in both outbreak and non-outbreak associated cohorts were female. And in non-outbreak cases, 38% of cases died compared to 30% of outbreak associated cases, but this was not statistically significant. This slide documents the results of the environmental investigation of the outbreaks. There were 4 hospital outbreaks and 4 skilled nursing facility outbreaks. They were all small, with only 2 to 3 cases in each. Of note, very few of our cases had positive culture results. The majority of our cases were diagnosed with urinary antigen, and therefore matching clinical specimen to environmental cultures is presumptive. Of the outbreaks where environmental cultures matched the serotype of the clinical isolate, the majority were Legionella pneumophila serogroup 1 by urinary antigen. All subsequent cases occurred within 30 days of the index case. In these outbreaks, 75% of the index cases were definite, and 83% of the subsequent cases were definite. In outbreaks where environmental cultures were positive but did not match the clinical serotype, the subsequent cases occurred much later, after the prospective monitoring period occurred. One index case was possible, and the other was definite, and both of these facilities were hospitals. Finally, 2 outbreaks had negative environmental culture results. Similar to the findings of outbreaks with non-homologous Legionella environmental cultures, all subsequent cases occurred greater than 6 months from the index case. All cases were definite nosocomial, and both facilities were skilled nursing facilities. In conclusion, 8% of all Los Angeles County Legionellosis is healthcare associated. 28% of healthcare associated cases are outbreak associated, and 50% of subsequent healthcare associated cases occurred 2 months after the index case. Similar to current literature, 75% of the environmental cultures taken from these outbreaks were positive for Legionella species. When patients and environmental serotypes were the same, cases were clustered tightly in time. Conversely, we found that when patient and environmental serotypes did not match, or when environmental cultures were negative, subsequent cases occurred much later. This led to a number of potential considerations for public health action. 1, to consider lengthening the prospective monitoring period beyond 2 months. Second, to consider increasing the length of hospital look-back to 12 months. To consider increased environmental testing, given that cases are clustered tightly in time when environmental cultures are positive and are the same as clinical serotypes, we should consider whether testing after one case is warranted if we would prevent more cases this way. So this requires further study. And finally, we should encourage clinical providers to obtain sputum culture, if possible, for healthcare-associated pneumonia cases so that environmental and clinical isolates could be matched. Our study has a number of limitations. The number of healthcare-associated cases in Los Angeles County is small, as were the number of healthcare-associated outbreaks. Additionally, this limits our power so that associations between healthcare-associated cases and environmental cultures is not very well demonstrated. The majority of cases are diagnosed by urinary antigen and not clinical culture, or not culture. So this is also very difficult when you want to match your environmental cultures to your cases. And there are a number of these limitations may be due to the fact that Legionellosis is underdiagnosed and underreported, and so clinician education is something that needs to be ongoing. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Drs. Laurie Mascola, Don Tereshita, Benjamin Schwartz, and epidemiologist Patricia Marquez, Tasmin Matola, and Michael Torme in the Acute Communicable Disease Division of Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, other members of the Department of Public Health in LA County, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, including my supervisor, Larry Cohen, and other laboratory and infection control professionals in Los Angeles. Thank you.
Do you think that then hospitals should be, they are routinely monitoring for Legionella, and are these particular hospitals, did they increase their testing because they had prior outbreaks, or is there some sort of regulation that they have to?
One of the hospitals was had a transplant unit, and so they do routine monitoring of their water supply. But in general, well, half of these facilities are skilled nursing facilities, and so they would not do that testing. I think that's something that deserves further study as to whether or not hospitals should do routine culturing and treating. Following the investigation for the facilities that were positive with environmental cultures, they all underwent remediation, and following that, they all did routine testing.